All
All
right.
right.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today's Tuesday, August 5th. It's 2:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, would you like to start?
Yeah, Nick Meister with Cool West.
Beth Robertson.
Lauren Hiller, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we're going to hold a public hearing to amend the 2024 budget. So, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Now we're in the public hearing, and the public hearing is to take any public comment relating to the amendment to the 2024 budget. So I am going to let David walk through that for us.
All right, thanks, Michael. So we had a bond interest amount based on a preliminary schedule included in the budget, and the updated number was this 52,753. So we've updated the bond interest payment to be that, and then we added just a contingency kind of thing in case something was flagged in the audit for $5,000. So we've also included actuals of interest income, $5,000 there, and transfers in from other funds that we left the same. And that is the activity, the adjustments there. That gives us an ending fund balance, budgeted fund balance of 716,898. So are there any questions?
Do not have any questions.
Okay. I do not see any members of the public. So, what I need then would be a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make the motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Thanks, thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, getting back to the agenda. Next up, board meeting minutes from our May 6th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review the minutes? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I do not have any concerns with the minutes from our previous board meeting. I'll make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from May 6, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me put up, this is the resolution. So this is the resolution of the board just adopting the amendment to the 24 budget. So pretty straightforward. It's pretty much same format we follow when we do the final budgets at the end of the year. So if you guys are comfortable, could I get a motion to approve resolution 2025-01?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-01.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Just Nick and Seth, if you guys will look out for a share file email from me signing this, that would be great. So I'll send that after the meeting. So, all right, next up is our Q2 financials. So I'll turn the time back over to David.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So starting in the balance sheet for Range Infrastructure Financing District and in the general fund, we have working capital balance of $25,000 and accounts payable of $9,000. In the debt service fund, we have a reserve fund of 369,000 rounded and 190,000 rounded in the capitalized interest fund. And the capital projects fund, we have $4,020,000 of balance there. And moving on to the general fund, we had interest income $585. We have had 13,000 or four, roughly 14,000 of expenditures for the year of our 51,000 budgeted. And that gives us an ending fund balance of 15,995. And the debt service fund, we've had interest income of 15,588. We've had bond interest payment 179,162. And that gives us an ending fund balance of 558,000. And just kind of as a note, we did see the capitalized interest, so that's still covered by so the next several payments will be covered by that capitalized interest for these bond interest payments. In the capital projects fund, we have interest income of $99,000, engineering of $3,400, and capital outlay of $1,007,000, or $1,008,000 rounded. So we get an ending fund balance of $4,020,000. So with that, let me open up to any questions or anything you'd like to look at more in depth.
Or do you guys
If
comfortable?
exercise, as we just did on the other districts, David. So we've got annual, go back to the debt service fund. So our we have annual service around 358, and we have about 2 years interest left.
So we have 368,000 there.
Only 189,000 left in capitalized interest. So that's
So
half a year.
that's the rest of this year and half of next year, plus any interest that may have been earned in the time in between.
That would assume we fully deplete the reserve fund, though.
Correct. Well, let's see. Sorry, going back to the right fund.
So, Nick, when
Sorry.
we.
My apologies. I was looking at the reserve fund, not the capitalized interest fund is the 189. So that'll cover the remaining payment for this year. Reserves would kick in afterwards if there are not funds to cover those.
So, we do have to report, Nick, when we tap into the reserve fund. Like you were saying, I don't know if it throws up a huge red flag, but definitely the bondholders would look a little more carefully, kind of at status where we're at, how come we're not getting the assessments coming in, kind of a thing. So that is something we need to think about.
There an opportunity to provide them a qualitative update? I mean, we can explain it. It's just there's it's as simple as there's been some delays on the land
Right.
development side. So it's a big site. There's a lot of grading to do, and so our finished lot delivery date has gotten pushed back quite a bit from what we initially anticipated.
And I think we could do that. I mean, they're going to notice in our quarterly reports changes, and they're going to see maybe we haven't hit the same milestones as what they thought. So they should be reviewing those in our quarterly reports. But definitely when we make the notification, hey, we are tapping into the reserve fund. I think we'll do what you're saying is do a little bit more broad, hey, here's why analysis for.
So it's not necessarily by the end of this year, as we start dipping into the reserve funds, likely early 2026. That's not necessarily a huge concern. I mean, should we consider that reserve fund as, yes, those are available funds to give us an extra 12 months
Yes.
of debt service, or should we be starting to think about ways or forecasting, like ways to be able to cover that debt service starting.
Well, I think we always try to, figure out a way to bring revenue in sooner. But yeah, I would say you can look at the reserve fund as something we can use to make those payments for 26 for sure. That's why it's there. So, but I mean, what you're saying, I mean, up in Morgan Valley, what are how much because of the elevation do we slice off construction time? I mean, is it a month? Is it 2 months of like if you were down in the valley somewhere?
It's, I mean, no, it's material. There was snow up there until April. So it significantly eats into our window of construction, and specifically for horizontal with the snow. Once you get vertical, you can kind of get the framing up and get a covered roof, and it doesn't slow down quite as much. But for horizontal, when there's snow and mud out there, it's basically brings them to a standstill for, I think for this year, basically December through April. More or less, where they were more largely inactive.
Well, I mean, that gets to what you're saying, part of that bigger, broader discussion and, painting the picture for them that, hey, we had a year that we just couldn't get stuff in the ground like we wanted. So, okay. What I would say, let's take a motion to approve or accept second quarter financials. And then my suggestion is going to be we adjourn this meeting, everybody stay on, and we can ask Matt about the Coral Canyon stuff now that he's on. So if that sounds like a plan, could I get a motion then to accept the second quarter financials as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. So that's everything I have. If we could get a motion to adjourn and then everybody stay on for a minute.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Second.
Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.